And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation. That's this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Couple more texts before I jump into the dipper. Jeff from Hazel Green just says, the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the most grease. We need to squeak as loud as possible on the Space Command issue. I agree, brother. I mean, I don't think this thing's over with. We'll talk about that more in a minute, but I don't think this thing's over with. They're staring down the barrel of a 2024 election right now. They could just unhinge that little plan. Cody from Huntsville just texted in, says, it's refreshing to hear something other than Space Command isn't coming here because of Tuberville. That's all I've been hearing from left-leaning Huntsvillians. Well, left-leaning Huntsvillians need to wake up. How about this? The decision was on hold for the last 2 years, almost 3 years. And Tuberville's only been doing his thing for the last 7 months. We passed all the gates and got approved and had met every mark set for us well before Senator Tuberville took a very well-reasoned stand, in my opinion. This has got nothing to do with Tuberville. If it is, it's just like they're using it as the excuse. I mean, they need an excuse, right? They're going to do something like this to a whole state? By the way, we have unanimity in this right now. We have the only Democrat member of our U.S. delegation, Terry Sewell. She is up in arms about this right now. She's calling out the Biden administration herself. So let me just jump on in there. I'll just get on in it right now. I'll start with the official Department of Defense press release from Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, dated yesterday. Following a thorough and deliberate evaluation process. All right, so he didn't even make it out of the first sentence before he lied. Following a thorough and deliberate evaluation process, and after consultation with Secretary Austin and weighing the input of senior military leaders, President Biden notified the Department of Defense. The whole thing boils down to that. President Biden notified the Department of Defense that he had selected Colorado Springs as the permanent location. Oh, okay. From the start, DOD and the Department of the Air Force have worked diligently to ensure the basing decision resulted from an objective and deliberate process. That's right. They did. The objective and deliberate process was completed quite some time ago. Huntsville won. Hands down. No question. Objective and deliberate process informed by data and analysis in compliance with federal law and DOD policy. You're right. And again, Huntsville won. So basically what you're saying there is we did all the things we're supposed to do, but we chose Colorado anyway. That's what it boils down to. We did everything we're supposed to do, but we still chose Colorado. That's what we're looking at here. They go on to say in the official DOD release, U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs ultimately ensures peak readiness in the space domain for our nation during a critical period. I'm sorry. Something's critical going on right now that I don't see. I mean, we got more going on now than we did 3 years ago when the decision was made, but nobody wanted to pull the trigger on it because, you know, Trump. Anyway, let's jump in. Here's the timeline, just so you know. AL.com had the best timeline I could find. May 15th of 2019, Alabama confirmed to be on the short list. August 29th of 2019, U.S. Space Command was created. November of 2020, Huntsville named as a finalist. January 2021, Air Force selects Huntsville as the preferred location for Space Command headquarters. By the way, keep in mind, don't forget, Space Command is not the same thing as Space Force. There will be elements of Space Force working in Space Command, but Space Command is just a combatant command. It's like saying CENTCOM has the Middle East. Space Command deals with space issues. They don't necessarily have all of Space Force. But nonetheless, there you are, Space Command headquarters, preferred location, Huntsville, January 2021. More than two and a half years ago. February 2021, Department of Defense opens an evaluation of Huntsville under new President Joe Biden. Oh, really? He didn't even come into office and have a chance to figure out where the bathrooms are. He just went ahead and said, Trump! And he started undoing things, one of which was, all right, let's do an evaluation of this. Can we find a way out? But the problem was they couldn't find a way out. There was no way out. Everything fit. They passed the environmental studies. They passed the quality of life studies. They passed every category with flying colors. They came in first on the list, Huntsville, Alabama. July 2022, Alabama passes another key hurdle that was thrown in the way. An environmental assessment was done, a new one, finding, quote, no significant impacts on the human or natural environment if located in Redstone Arsenal. Huh. Okay. There went the environmentalist wackos. We're good to go. And then July 31st, 2023, decision reversed. There's your timeline. It's been going on now for quite a while. We've been a finalist since 2019. We've been selected since January 2021. And one of the first things Biden did when he got elected, he began looking for a reason not to do it. All right, so where's our leadership? Governor Ivey issued a strong statement, as you can imagine, and rightfully so. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, the news literally broke while he was on the show with us yesterday, but we didn't know it until after he'd gotten off the air. But he's already weighed in on his social media account, issued a press statement. Let's talk about our U.S. delegation, though. Oh, my gosh. I don't recall when's the last time we saw complete unanimity in our U.S. delegation. We even have, you know, we have six Republicans, one Democrat, Terry Sewell, and we even occasionally have some fussing going on, you know, amongst the Republicans. Not big, but, you know, we do. And not this time. Nope. Craig Monger from 1819 News wrote the story. He came out this morning. Alabama's federal delegation blasts the Biden decision to keep Space Command in Colorado Springs. Let's break it down. You ready? Tommy Tuberville, who, by the way, we're hoping to have on the show later this week. Tommy Tuberville, who the article points out is currently afoul of the administration, he made the statement that it's shameful. He says the top three choices for Space Command headquarters were all in red states, Alabama, Nebraska, and Texas. Colorado didn't even come close. This decision to bypass the three most qualified states looks like blatant patronage politics, and it sets a dangerous precedent that military bases are now to be used as rewards for political supporters rather than for our security. So he makes a great point there. The idea that a basing decision... Now granted, I get it. You're going to look and go, well, what can I do for those people who helped me? But when you've got everything in the world saying that a truly objective analysis has been conducted, you better find something better than just, nah, we're not going to do it. Because then you void the bureaucracy was just basically done away with. Why did we do all the studies? Why did we do all the studies? Why did we do all the studies? How much time, energy, and tax dollars were wasted doing these studies, only to have the Biden administration go, yeah, no. Okay, awesome. I guess, you know, the studies, the processes that the DOD says were objective and thorough were just like completely unnecessary. How about Senator Katie Britt, which, by the way, just a quick aside here, if she or anybody in her camp is listening, we wish her the best. She was in the hospital this past weekend, had some kind of strange... malady where her face began going numb, and they said it was a leftover from a virus that she had had, some type of a viral outbreak. But anyway, she appears to be doing well, and we're glad to hear it. U.S. Senator Katie Britt criticized the decision, calling it a blatant prioritization of partisan political considerations at the expense of our national security and military modernization. It's a dishonor to his oath as our nation's commander-in-chief. Strong comments. I tell you what, I'm going to take a call right now. When we come back, that's our two U.S. senators. I'll tell you what our congressman and woman are saying, and it's worth hearing. Then top of the hour, we got local state senator Sam Gavan calling in. In the meantime, I got a call on line one. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Great show, you and Boomer.
Thank you, man.
I think the average Alabamian looks at a man like Joe Biden, decrepit fossil that he is, and the handlers who are telling him what to say, writing the scripts for him what to do, the ones who made the decision on this, those far-left socialist Democrats hate Alabama. and everyone in it, because we overwhelmingly vote against everything they stand for. And it's obviously personal. We don't have to take anything they offer with any sort of credibility. So I take kind of a perverse pride in this absurdly insincere decision. I'm disappointed that anybody in the DOD and the military would come out with a statement that was so patently false. But you know what? I'm pretty proud that the people inside the D.C. Beltway hate me in my state. Bring it. We can handle it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting picked on by the libs, you know you're doing something right, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great point. Great point, Sparky. And I look at it too, and I think the reality is too, we ain't done. So we may wind up getting poked today, and we just punch them right in the mouth tomorrow. And I look forward to seeing it happen.
Exactly.
All right, brother. I got to go to a break. Appreciate your call, man. All right, we're taking a break right now. We come back from this break, we'll work through a little more on this. What do our Congress people say? Well, they say a lot. And then, are we done with this? I say we're not. Well, guess what? Some of the members of our delegation also say we're not done with this. And then, top of the hour, stay tuned. Our state senator, Sam Gavan, calling in from the Huntsville area. We'll talk to him and get his thoughts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, I tell you what, making common sense a superpower. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me jump on that first. Thomas Athens, how you doing, man?
Could have been better.
Okay.
I just wanted to, a little history to remind folks that the Trump administration made this decision where to locate the Space Command headquarters. And then the Biden administration came in and kind of started slow walking. Oh, let's do another study. Did another study. Huntsville still comes in first. Oh, let's do another study. Revisit. Oh, Huntsville still comes in first. Meanwhile, out in Colorado, they're expending money, building up the infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
And building up the infrastructure. Biden is slow walking the whole thing. And if you heard Casey Wardinsky on 92.5 this morning, that's worth listening to. He explained what happened, how it happened, why it happened. The commander of the Space Command was always in favor of Huntsville, but now he's had to reverse because of the Air Force wants to control more of Space Force than the space nerds here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, I have no doubt, man. That's right. And I'll be honest with you. I also think that it's a bit disingenuous for them to climb the crane. This is an objective study. When the objective studies you cited that I said earlier too were done and in the hopper. Yeah, Thomas, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man.
I got
several texters there. Steve from Tennessee. Hadn't heard from Steve in a while. He needs to call in. Steve from Tennessee. He says, with reference to Space Command, where is Mrs. Britt? Senator Britt, MIA, along with her campaign, talk about saving babies. So, Steve, I will say, though, man, she's put out a statement. I just read it right before the break, criticizing the decision, calling it a blatant prioritization of partisan political considerations at the expense of our national security and a disservice and dishonor to his oath as office as commander-in-chief. Pretty stiff. So I don't, Steve, on this one, I don't think she's MIA, brother. I just, you know, Tuberville's the one who's been out front, but that's because they're mad at him. But there's that. Ike from Somerville, he texts in and says, politics were the only thing that was deliberate. Well put. Lulu from Eva says, President Biden only does for his family and friends, not our country. Space Command was selected to serve from Huntsville. Agreed. Patrick from Grove Oak says, I have friends that moved from Colorado because of Space Command. They said it ruined where they lived, and they don't want Huntsville ruined too. Well, okay, there's that. Brian from Huntsville, again, says President Joe never in his life has been logged as visiting Huntsville or Redstone Arsenal. I would not doubt that. Despite his, 50 years of public service, Which, by the way, how do you get rich on a fixed income job? I mean, if you live below your means and keep putting money away, but he never has. Interesting. Tony from Piedmont. Peterson Field outside of Colorado Springs does not fit. I would agree with you, brother. Colin from Decatur says, take the border and then politicizing Space Command, so constantly weakening our national security. How is this not a violation of his oath of office and treason? I don't know about treason because that is a legal word and it does require certain things, but I will tell you this, I still think it's a violation of his oath of office. I agree with you there. John from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, did you see the American women's soccer team? But thanks, John. I'm not on that right now, brother. you can check text a Broomer back and forth about the American women's soccer team. All right, listen, let me move forward here. There's all of our Congress folks have weighed in. I probably won't get to all of them right now. Some of the ones that are, in my opinion, none of them, Barry Moore, Gary Palmer, Jerry Carl, they all weigh in and they'll play a part in here. But because of time right now, let me focus on the ones that I think have potentially the most emphasis on this. Number one, U.S. Representative Dale Strong, our freshman congressman from Huntsville. This is not only his state, it's his district. And he was a county commissioner before that. So if anybody's been seeing this process through from the very beginning, it's a guy like him who served at both the local and now the congressional level. He says, it is clear to anyone who's looked at the facts that Huntsville, Alabama is the best place for U.S. Space Command headquarters. Repeated investigations and objective reviews have proven that to be the case. It is shameful the Biden administration is ignoring what is best for our nation's security and using a woke agenda to help their decision. He also goes on to say, the administration has refused to even answer questions brought forth by the House Armed Services Committee's investigations of their actions. And if they think this will go away, they are wrong. And then the other one, and the guy who I think may have the most influence, is Congressman Mike Rogers from our 3rd District. If you're not familiar with where he lives, his hometown basically is the Anniston area. Mike Rogers, his district runs down the eastern side of the state. He is, by the way, one of the most senior-most members now in all of Congress. He chairs the House Armed Services Committee. In other words, he chairs the committee that will wind up seeing everything it takes to run and to build and to fund and to promote Space Command. Congressman Rogers says, the Biden administration's shameful delay to finalize the permanent basing decision for U.S. Space Command warranted the opening of a congressional investigation. And I will continue this investigation to see if they intentionally misled the Armed Services Committee on their deliberate taxpayer-funded manipulation of the selection process. And he's going to hold Biden accountable for egregious political meddling in national security. That's the one, in my opinion, actually the two, I'd say maybe the three. Let's pick three. The three people that I believe that has the potential to weigh in the hardest on this are going to be Senator Tuberville, Congressman Strong, and Congressman Rogers. Now, Congressman Adderholt, certainly he too. He's a senior member in Appropriations. But Armed Services, which is what Senator Tuberville sits on in the Senate, Dale Strong, whose district this is, and Mike Rogers, who chairs Armed Services, they just poked the wrong freaking bear. I'm just telling you. I mean, you'd think if you're going to wind up screwing with the state on military basing issues, you wouldn't pick the one where the chairman of House Armed Services resides. Doesn't that, I mean, somebody help me out here. But does it seem like you kind of like poked the wrong bear? Like maybe you went out and picked a fight and you have no idea how to block the blows you're about to receive. Well, I'm of the firm belief this is not over with. Even more so when I consider what is being said now by our lone Democrat who basically said, in no uncertain terms, I expected more from the Biden administration. Well, Congresswoman, I will say that's your one mistake in this process, is expecting more out of Biden. All right, coming back, we'll be on the phone with State Senator Sam Gavan, get his unvarnished thoughts about what they're doing to his district. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All you right side roughies.